The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Obviously, still across all the papers is the tragic shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde in Texas, and parents' grief now being compounded by that news overnight yesterday evening. The possibility that lives could have been saved and that the law enforcement made really bad decisions there. So look, before we move on with today's show, we're just going to reflect on this for a few minutes. And I'm joined now from New York by the author Colm McCann. Good morning, Colm.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm OK. Colm, so you've lived in America for, I think, like 30 years. A few days on now with time to kind of reflect and cogitate on it. What are your thoughts this morning about the events in Uvalde?
No, it's still difficult to reflect on. It's still sort of unspeakable. I mean, you try to put a language to it and you can't be sort of outraged enough. You can't be shocked enough. And then again, you can't be silent about it because, you know, any form of silence just sort of seems to lend it some credence. I mean, most people, the vast majority of people are completely shocked. The question is, you know, does this sort of thing bring it to an inflection point, or do people just become so shocked that they become numb and then fall into a sort of limpid silence? Hopefully it'll bring people out into the streets, and some sort of change will have to occur, because, as I say, the vast majority of people, anybody on the right thinking, and I don't mean right politically, on the correct thinking spectrum, will be completely outraged by this, and most people are. It's just the extremities seem to be defined by some form of illness that's very worrying.
Yeah. Your wife is a teacher. Like, events like this must really give her pause for thought, do they?
They do. You know, you wake up. She teaches kindergarten through fifth grade, which is, basically 5-year-olds to 10 and 11, the same age as those kids down in Uvalde. And, you know, to go into school and to talk to children who, some of whom knew about it, some of whom did not, and to come up with an answer like, will you protect me? Am I protected? Am I safe? Is a very difficult thing to do, because you know you want to keep them safe in all sorts of ways, but the world operates in a different fashion. I mean, even in New York now, where we feel somewhat immune to some of these mass shootings, yeah. There have been incidents on the subways. Then there was the incident. There was the terrible shooting up in Buffalo, New York. So you're never ever immune. But
without wishing to over dramatize this or anything, are we getting to a situation where kids and teachers are kind of afraid to go to school in case they'll be killed? Are we getting to a stage where people are going to start being afraid to go to church, to go to all these places?
Yeah, I don't think that's over dramatizing it. I think there is a feeling that anything can happen. You know, we're living in, not only in the States, but all around the world, there's an epidemic of isolation. Mm. There's an epidemic of loneliness. It's particularly difficult for young people who really lost a couple of years, and people are confused, anything can happen at this stage. Nothing seems so outrageous. Who would have thought what's happening in Ukraine could happen in Ukraine? Who would have thought we would be confronted post-pandemic with this sort of unleashing of these terrible series of tragedies? So I don't think it's beyond anyone's imagination to say, Should I be careful? Will I pick my time to go to the grocery store? Will I pick my time to go to the school? Will I, so So I would say that that people are certainly conscious. They're not necessarily yet on edge, but they're certainly conscious that something can happen in their own backyard.
You mentioned the broader picture there of these two extremes, and I've seen everybody else then characterized as kind of the exhausted majority. And look, obviously you live in New York and it is slightly a different country and everything, but
yeah.
Can you see, does America feel broken to you?
I would say that America does feel broken. I would say that it's not yet beyond repair. The question is, does one go about repairing this? Obviously, things have got to happen on a political level. The political landscape is a complete disaster, it fosters and exacerbates this loneliness and isolation. When the people who are supposedly representing you are not really in tune with your ideas. Where does it happen? That's the question. Where does the repair happen? Mm. I personally think that it happens on an educational level. That it's there's a thing that's going to take a whole generation, a new form of engagement with teachers and teaching, a new respect for teachers and teaching, and this doesn't just refer to the school shootings. It refers to all sorts of things, a new cultivation of understanding of difference and all of these things that are important for a democratic society to work properly.
That is the work you do with your foundation for young people, Narrative 4, which I suppose is a kind of an empathy project in a way, isn't it, through storytelling. But I saw a piece there where Narrative 4 brought together people from two sides of the gun debate, and they were kind of passionate gun owners and then some people who'd been affected by gun violence and people in favour of gun control. What happened when they all sat down together?
Well, that was pretty extraordinary. And Narrative 4, which is a global organisation mostly for young people, but we did an event where we brought together people from different sides of the gun debate. One of them was Todd Underwood, who had auctioned off the gun that had killed Trayvon Martin online. Very much a pro gun owner, and he was paired with this woman called Carolyn Tuft, who was shot in the 2007 Trolley Square massacre in Utah. Anyway, these people from vastly different sides of the whole issue got together and told each other personal stories, and it was through the personal stories that they began, not necessarily to change their minds. I'm not really interested in changing anybody's minds, but to understand one another's stories in a more nuanced way, so that they weren't quite as isolated from one another as they were before. This is a difficult thing to do, and some people say, "Oh, yeah, it's pie in the sky or whatever," but it's not. Because stories are what knit us together. We need to understand each other. And if we're going to cure this epidemic, then I think one of the things that we need to do is we need to acknowledge that we need to know one another and understand each other in deeper, better ways. So that's what Narrative 4 tries to do in Ireland, in the States, all around the world.
Yeah, you keep using the word isolation and everything. You're painting a picture of a bunch of people who are in bunkers, like looking across at other people in bunkers and no understanding. Do you know people who carry guns?
You know what? I don't really know anybody, but believe it or not, I don't really know anybody who carries guns. But my son was recently on a road trip, and he took a van and went down into the American South, and he said there were a lot of guns around, people doing open carry, walking along the street carrying guns, and he was just shocked by it because he'd grown up in New York, spent a lot of time in Ireland too, and he's never seen that sort of culture. But he went and he said, "Dad, this is my country. And he had a hard time, coming to terms with it. But personally, I don't really know anyone who carries a gun. No, but guess what? You know, this what the America has, what, 4 or 5% of the world's population, but over 50% of the guns, and I think close to a third, if not more, of the mass shootings that go on. You know, who can make sense of that? That's completely crazy.
Yeah, and look, I mean, it's nice to hear you express some hope, but you see Trump dancing at that NRA conference then last night, and you just think,
yeah.
Anyway, well, okay.
Let him dance, let him dance. I mean, I do think it's very important to have some modicum of hope, because otherwise we're doomed.
Colin McCann, thank you very much for getting up to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.